Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings here on The Voice of America. Today, we are joined by an international musician who has a brand new single out, which is a charity song, and it's also a social message. We're going to be talking to him about the song that he's got out now. And first, we want to introduce you to this artist and let you know about his career. He is known as a variety of different names. LB is one of those that he's called by. Lyrics Born is another. Tsutomu Shimura is the name that his mom and dad call him by. We welcome Lyrics Born to The Voice of America to Border Crossings.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
It's nice to have you. And I welcome you to our program. Thank you very much for joining us. Dozu Yoroshiku. Thank you for being a part of the show. I lived in Japan for a couple of years, and you came here from Japan as a small child?
Yeah, I was born in Japan, but we came over when I was about 2 years old. So unfortunately, I don't speak the language as well as you do.
I'll bet you speak fine when you go back home. Because you know, when you're in that culture, you're forced a little bit to integrate.
Yeah, I mean, I can have basic, like, where am I going? What am I eating? What are we eating tonight? What am I drinking? Whoa, that was weird. You know, those kind of conversations. But, you know, I can't have, like, full-on informed discussions, unfortunately.
Fugu? What is fugu?
Right.
So how did you come up with the name Lyrics Born from all of these different names, which include Asia Born?
Yeah.
And Maka Dong Dong or Maka Dang Dang. I'm not really sure.
Right. Maka Dang Dang. Yeah. So my original name was Asia Born. And then, you know, I didn't really like the way that the press was treating that when I was starting out. And so after a while, you know, Lyrics Born was already kind of a nickname from Asia Born. You know, rappers have a million nicknames, Larry. So Lyrics Born kind of stuck, and I just ran with it after that.
There haven't been until the last couple of years, a lot of Asian artists in the mainstream music world getting the attention now that someone like BTS and Blackpink and those kinds of artists are getting. Why do you think all of a sudden, what is it about BTS that has people going crazy all around the world?
Well, I mean, they're great, but I think the important distinction that we should make here is BTS is from Korea. You know, Lyrics Born, myself, right, many of the other artists that you're talking about were Asian American. So we have a different system that we exist within. We don't exist within a system that that has a lot of Asian American executives or Asian American talent scouts or Asian American A&R people. So we don't have the same sort of integrated chain in the music business here in America. So there have always been more Asian artists from Asia. And I think that that's a very important distinction to make. It would be like saying, you know, why are there so many French artists coming out right now, whereas we don't have that many French American artists? You know, I think that's a very important distinction to make that I think is lost on people sometimes. Well, I think for me, historically, the pressure was just to exist. You know, I mean, I think, like I said, I remember, you know, coming into the game as a teenager, and there was nobody that I could point to. You know, thankfully, I've had a long career at this point, but at that time, there was nobody I could point to and say, oh, so that's how you build a 25-year career as an Asian American rapper. Oh, that's how you do it. You know what I mean? So when I came in, I would go to meetings at record labels, at agencies, at publicists, at publishers. And the only people that I saw in the entire building that looked like me at all were the interns, you know, who thankfully a lot of those interns have now elevated, you know. But the point that I'm trying to make is that, you know, the historically, the struggle and the battle that we are winning slowly, that for artists like myself, has just been simply to exist in an industry that there was no precedent for people like us. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So that's something, and that's something that we struggle with to this day.
And it's an interesting situation, the choice of music you've made, which is rap, and yet, having lived in Hong Kong for 5 years, lived in Japan for a couple of years, rap was not, at least when I lived there, it may have changed now, but rap wasn't in the forefront of people's minds in music in Asia. So it's interesting, you know, you've turned this into quite a successful career. I think it's album number 10, if I'm not mistaken, for you and your career. You've had 5 albums as Lyrics Born. You had a number of albums before that and mixtapes. And you've been doing this, as you said, for quite a while. You've been in the game for a long, long time.
And the reason why hip hop spoke to me was because it was not on the radio. You know, you got to understand, radio at that time was a very sort of monocultural kind of place. You know, I mean, there was really only one style of music, pop music, that was getting played all the time. It was very hard to hear R&B, really. It was very hard. You didn't hear any rap whatsoever. And so when I first heard hip hop, I was probably 6 years old, and I heard Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang, and I was like, that was it. I'm sold. That was it. I don't need to take guitar lessons. I don't need to take singing lessons. I don't need to go to Juilliard. I can pick this up on my own. It's completely self-taught. It's incredibly accessible. It speaks to me in a way that, you know, bless her, but Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart, did not. You know what I mean? It speaks to me in a way that Air Supply did not. You know what I mean? And so this is why, you know, the music was so powerful, you know, for me and people like me.
Wow. Wow. We're talking right now with Lyrics Born. Yes. And you have some music you're going to perform for us. What are you going to do for us first?
Right now, I'm going to do my song Anti, which I created, co-created with my good friend DJ Kutso. And we did it in an effort to address and combat the anti-Asian violence.
All right, let's listen to this song, Anti. It's Lyrics Born and DJ Kutso. And we're going to be right back on the other side of the song. This is Border Crossings.
What's up? My name is Lyrics Born. This is DJ Kutso, straight out the Bay Area, California. Stop AAPI hate, you feel me? Things just ain't the same for Asians. They slicing our faces with knives and razors. They stabbing whole families, including the babies. We taunted with racist slurs on a daily basis. Immigration agents put us in cages. Cops love us on the pavement, face down in bracelets. COVID ain't the most contagious disease. Racism's number one in the hatred it breeds.
The China virus.
He got a lot of mileage out these sly one-liners. He deposited life that ignited this crisis on repeat, even though he no longer in office. Dropped a foul legacy of intolerance upon us. To be honest, I'm just tired of violence. I got too many partners that never made it out of childhood. Too many lives already lost to this virus.
Anti-slanti, guess who's the bad guy?
I ain't playing, just saying.
Anti-slanti, guess who's the bad guy?
I ain't playing, saying.
I'm in a red circle, red line going diagonal, starting over my left shoulder, going over my right ankle. Anti-slanti, guess who's the bad guy?
I ain't playing, I'm saying.
Things just ain't the same for Asians. High blood pressure, diabetes, hypertension, anxiety, migraines, high depression. Y'all surprised I listed these 5 afflictions? And he got with melanin, likely has these symptoms. Now add to that worldwide violent aggression. No media attention, like we ain't even existed.
I feel highly disrespected.
Herd immunity ain't serving the community. No more hurting our community with certain impunity. We've been targeted as a source where this started. It's our turn to spin on the wheel of misfortune. Those in authority like the model minority and tell their supporters we the reason for quarantine. A strategy as old as America itself. Let them fight each other. Let them bury themselves.
Anti-slanti, guess who's the bad guy?
I ain't playing, I'm saying.
anti-slant. I guess who's the bad guy?
I ain't playing. I'm saying.
I'm in a red circle, red line, going diagonal, starting over my left shoulder, going over my right ankle.
Anti-slant. I guess who's the bad guy?
I ain't playing. Saying.
I know it's been trending, but that's been transparent. This stuff been happening before the pandemic. Coming up, I heard chink so much it was endemic. Imagine how it's affected our self-image. As a grown man, I thought we would have transcended. And yet, here we are getting slashed like gift wrap ribbon. That said, in addition to harassment, I could lose my assets, my job, my marriage. And then, when my spouse get doused with acid.
Oh!
And by the way, not sure you heard what's happening. There's this thing called Corona. I could pass some that mess. And if school is back in, do I that little man in a willy get his butt kicked by racist upper classmen. F that mess. Put the world on notice. You touch me and my fam. You won't catch Corona, but you'll catch these hands.
Anti-slant, I guess who's the bad guy?
I ain't playing. I'm saying.
Anti-slant, I guess who's the bad guy?
I ain't playing. I'm saying.
I'm in a red circle, red line, going diagonal, starting over my left shoulder, going over my right ankle.
Anti-slant, I guess who's the bad guy?
I ain't playing. I'm saying.
Border Crossings, and that's Anti. It's Lyrics Born and DJ Cutso. There's a social message in that song which resonates now more than ever, but the anti-Asian violence is something that the Asian community has gone through for years. This is not something new. You know, racial bias, prejudice has always been a part of our American culture here, unfortunately. And now it's getting the attention it deserves at the government level and whatnot. And how has it affected you personally, being an Asian American?
Yeah, well, I really appreciate you saying that it's been happening for a long time, because I think that that's something that's very important to point out. I mean, the fact of the matter is, we could have released Anti 10 years ago and it would have still been relevant. You know, I think the difference now is that when you have in the past year, obviously we've been in a very difficult, all of us have been in a very difficult situation, which thank God we're starting to come out of a little bit. But, you know, at the beginning, you had words and phrases like the China virus and Kung flu and those kinds of things being circulated, you know, in American culture. And what that did was it basically sanctioned anti-Asian sentiment, it sanctioned anti-Asian violence, and as we've seen, people have even died. And I think that's what's different now compared to maybe all the other incidents and the feelings that we've had growing up and the feelings that we've had throughout history. I mean, again, I just want to say that this is nothing new. What's different now is, you know, in some cities, we see the rise almost 1,000-fold. And I'm not exaggerating. That's a documented fact, 1,000-fold in certain cities in terms of these incidents. And it's because of that. It's because of the scapegoating, and it's because of the way that we've been portrayed right recently. And it's tough. And I'll tell you why it's tough. I'll tell you exactly why it's been difficult for us, because not only do we have to worry about all the things that all Americans worry about in the pandemic, like loss of job, loss of home, mental health issues, you know, evictions, you know, losing all of our assets. It's like I say in the song, we have this other added layer now where we could actually be physically hurt or killed on the streets, you know. So that's what compounds these feelings of anxiety and fear for us, is that not only do we have all the problems and issues that every American has right now going through the pandemic, but we're literally scared for our lives in certain ways. And particularly what we've seen in the statistics is that the older folks tend to bear the brunt of the violence, unfortunately. And women, Asian women, tend to bear the brunt of the violence. So my wife is very concerned when she goes out just to go to the grocery store. And I'm very concerned for, you know, our family members and so forth. And, you know, I don't know that there's not a single Asian that I've talked to, Asian American that I've talked to right now that hasn't had to make some serious adjustments in their daily routine. And that daily routine was already a little skewed because of COVID, you know, but now it's almost like, you know, you have to be very strategic about just going out in the daytime or at night.
You know, these things have gone on for a while, but now they're getting the attention that the situation warrants, and through your music as well, which I believe you're donating a part of the proceeds to the cause. And what is the organization or the charity that you've connected with on this song, Anti?
Yeah, well, the interesting thing is we felt so passionately about this song. I mean, this song was conceived, written, performed, produced, recorded, video shot, uploaded, and donation campaign all within 10 days. Wow. And, so we set up a pay what you want campaign on Bandcamp. It's still there. It's on Kutzo's Bandcamp. And we also have an Anti shirt that is for sale on my site. And the first 50 and all the donations from Bandcamp are going to Stop AAPI Hate.
And for those that may not know, DJ Kutzo is also Asian American, I guess from the Philippines initially. But so you're almost 50, okay? It's no secret you're getting close to 50. You've been doing this a long, long time. And so what is the first incidence of anti-Asian racism that you can recall experiencing growing up in this country as an Asian American?
Yeah, I think I was probably 3 years old and I was in preschool, and the headmaster of the preschool said, "We need to wash him." And she washed me. She washed me. She took out some soap and she washed me. And it was like, what? As a 3-year-old, even then I was cognizant of the fact that, well, this is kind of weird. My parents weren't there. My mother wasn't there. But what she told my mother was that she had to wash me because I was dirty. Well, the fact of the matter was I was just brown, you know, and that stayed with me, I think, for probably 10 years. I would spend extra time in the shower, you know what I mean? Maybe not 10 years, but definitely into like elementary school. Mm. And I think the thing that people don't understand, Larry, is that when you grow up in this country of color, it never goes away. I don't know what it feels like. I was talking to a friend about this the other day. I don't know what it feels like to not feel on some level every day like an outsider. I so wish I didn't know what that feels like. And I think what we're trying to get to is in this country, I think as not only Asian Americans, but as people of color, a place where we can just be. We could just exist, you know. I was called chink, jap, gook, slant eye.
But that's the reality of the world. And the great thing about your song is that you're bringing notice to it. You continue to, I mean, the only way it's going to get better is if we keep on making people aware that this is not right. This is not acceptable. This is happening. And your song and your platform does exactly that. So kudos to you. I want to talk more about that song and the single. I also want to talk more about your career and things. And I want to find out what you released singles. The last album you put out was, I don't know, a few years ago, 3-4 years ago. So when is the next album that you've got planned coming out?
Well, I actually did release an album in 2019.
Okay.
With Kutzo. Yeah. Kutzo and I released an album in 2019. I've been releasing on average an album a year for about the past 12 years. And I do have, during the pandemic, I was able to record a lot and I was able to stockpile a lot of music. So I have an album that's coming out very soon, probably pretty soon after this interview we'll be seeing, and it's called Mobile Homies. And that song, the song Anti, will be contained on Mobile Homies.
So I like that. Mobile Homies, that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so cool. We have another song that you're going to do for us?
Yes, we decided to return to the classics, so Cusso and I had to drop Calling Out.
All right, here is Lyrics Born with DJ Cutso.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Lyrics Born. This is DJ Cutso, Voice of America. Are you ready? Somebody say yeah.
Yeah.
Say yeah.
Yeah.
Say hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Come on, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Say duet, 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 duet.
Duet, 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 duet,
duet. Duet, 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 duet.
Duet, 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 duet,
duet.
Say what? Say what?
Let's start the show.
Sing along if you know the song.
Don't worry about the president. He can't stop us now.
Say what? Say what?
He can't stop us now.
Everybody out there, hands in the air. Calling out to all every crew. We gonna make it all happen right here, right now. Calling out to all every crew. We gonna make it all happen right here, right now. Calling out to all every crew. We gonna make it all happen right here, right now. Calling out to all every crew. We gonna make it all happen right here, right now. Wanna welcome y'all to house of who the hell he is. And it's cool that y'all can make it to my new meeting. Take your time, grab a table, we got boom sitting. Now allow me introduce me to my new people. See, my name is Lyrics Born, baby, and I truly mean it. From the past, from the future, from the new and recent. Don't believe it, you can read it, page one. And you link the L-Y-R-C as funk, Billy Born, baby. Top of echelon, I am singing. And I think on that topic, we all in agreement. Never running from a challenge, never being sheepish. In the rap, hall of fame, we got to get me in. You got to see me do my thing, son, I'm too fiendish. Looking tune at the tune till the wound deepens. Never move a human being, spinning moves, and I can feel. Need a moment to the music, and the people screaming, baby. Calling out to all area group, we gon' make it all happen right here, right now. Calling out to all area group, we gon' make it all happen right here, right now. To all every group, we gon' make it all happen right here, right now. Calling out to all every group, we gon' make it all happen right here, right now. Combination of my past achievements with a lot of heavy lifting, not a deep breathing, lot of courage, lot of doubts, a lot of mixed feelings, not a number, not a luggage, power, not a reason. Ain't forgot about the fang and all the mistreatment, ain't forgot the little box they try to wiggle me in, ain't forgot about the flower deep underneath the crown of street sprouting in between the cracks, seeming shouting, baby. But I'm knocking, locking in the coliseum, and you can positive, I dig them in the mausoleum. Think I'll never hang it up on money, stop dreaming, think I'll never stop. Oh, baby, now you're reaching,
won't stop
till I feel my lungs stop. Stop breathing,
won't stop.
Can I feel my heart stop beating?
Won't stop.
Speaking this week and next week and on fall steep singing. I don't stop singing. Five reason I see five palms reading on bad palm print clear from the mountaintop screaming.
Baby,
calling out to all area crew. We gon' make it all happen right here, right now. Calling out to all area crew. We gon' make it all happen right here, right now. Calling out to all area crew. We gon' make it all happen right here, right now. Calling out to all area crew. We gon' make it all happen right here, right now.
People, are you ready? Let's start the show.
Get it on, get it on. We about to get it on, get it on. Getting it on, on, and on.
Don't worry about the president.
Hey. Get it on, we about to get it on, getting it on, on, and on. Calling out to all every group, we gonna make it all happen right here, right now.
It's Border Crossings, and we are checking out some music from DJ Cutso with Lyrics Born. Lyrics Born is with us right now. He's one half of the team of Lyrics Born and DJ Cutso. And, of course, they have a song, Anti. They have the song that we just heard. What's the story behind that song that we just heard?
Calling Out was probably my first big hit, and one of the first big hits. And I think it's probably one of the songs that most people know my music by or know me by, or it may have been the introduction to Lyrics Born for a lot of people. And so I thought, especially, for you today, I thought it would be cool to draw the connection between, you know, where I've been and where it's going. You know what I mean? And
that's great.
It was a lot of fun, man.
Well, you know, you certainly have had a very storied career, and you said, you know, earlier that it's been, I guess, ever since 1980 when you heard Sugar Hill Gang that you decided this is what you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So you've been on a path for quite a while, and it's been the right path. It's worked out well for you, and can't thank you enough for being on the show. Where do people go when they want to find out more about Lyrics Born? They want to find out your upcoming tour schedule, or maybe they want to get a hold of some of your music. Where do they go?
Yeah, on all socials. It's at Lyrics Born, of course, online. It's lyricsborn.com. All my music is available on all platforms, all digital streaming platforms, so you can check it all out there. But yeah, hit me up.
Anything you want to say to our worldwide audience, which includes, you know, people from diverse cultures everywhere, right? Yeah. 100 countries we're on. So.
I would just say love each other. We really need that right now. Just love each other. You know, we really need to interact with more compassion and more empathy. And that is something that I've learned. It's just become so abundantly clear, particularly in that quarantine time period. We have to love each other. We have to be more empathetic. We have to be more compassionate. And we have to be more understanding.
That's a great message to leave on. Thank you so much for joining us. Our guest today has been Lyrics Born, and the new single is called Anti, featuring DJ Kutso. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Larry London, and this is Border Crossings.